Everyone laughed, and Mr. Crawley said, "It must have been wonderful in Venice, Mrs. De Winter, this time of year." "And yes," I said, "we had a really wonderful weather. Only one bad day, wasn't it, Maxim?" The conversation drawing away happily from his health, and so to Italy, safest of subjects, and the blessed topic of fine weather. Conversation was easy now, no longer an effort. Maxim and Giles and Beatrice were discussing the running of Maxim's car, and Mr. Crawley was asking if it were true that there were no more gondolas in the canals now, only motorboats. "I don't think he would have cared at all had there been steamers at anchor in the Grand Canal. He was seeing this to happen. It was his contribution to the little effort of steering the talk away from Maxim's health. And I was grateful to him, feeling him an ally for all his dull appearance." "Jasper wants exercise," said Beatrice, stirring the dog with her foot. "He's getting much too fat, and he's barely 2 years old. What do you feed him on, Maxim?" "My dear Beatrice, he has exactly the same routine as your dogs," said Maxim. "Don't show off and make out you know more about animals than I do."
"Dear old boy, how can you pretend to know what Jasper has been fed on, when you've been away for a couple of months? Don't tell me Fred walks to the lodge gates with him twice a day. This dog hasn't had a run for weeks. I can tell by the condition of his coat. I'd rather he looked closer than half-starved like that half-wit dog of yours," said Maxim. "Not a very intelligent remark when Lyne won 2 firsts at Crofts last February," said Beatrice.